Ray Haynes is here, and we're doing a live on Facebook Passover Seder. We're in the studio here that Leanne and I are normally in. I want to say hi to all the folks that are tuning in, especially from Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. Wow. Hey to Joseph from Australia, who's listening in Abu Dhabi with Teresa and Cole and maybe Carter.
Mm-hmm. Pam is listening in Miami, watching on Facebook Live in Miami. And Tina in Loganville.
Wow.
All three.
Loganville.
All three equally difficult to get to.
Yes. It's just like...
Throw Rome in there and you're totally lost.
All right, where are we in the Passover Seder?
All right, so the interesting thing about Passover is there's some things that are part of it that are not a part of it. It's kind of a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the first two symbols are things you remove. So the first thing you remove is leaven, which is, we think of yeast, which is typical, but there's four or five different ways to leaven something. So this is just an example because we're having lamb, which is gyro meat. So this is the flatbread from a gyro. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to touch it because someone will probably be eating that and won't appreciate that. So, and that also brings up a funny thing at our house. So back in the day when we would always do that, go and remove the leaven, there's always so much in the freezer. And so we'd have a whole garbage bag. We'd take it outside for Passover, bring it back in. So you could choose to observe the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is 7 days, which you get rid of this and you eat everything else but unleavened
bread. You would put it in a trash bag and then bring it back inside?
A clean trash bag. You know, we'd load it all up, put it outside because it was cold, and then we'd bring it back in, put it back in the freezer.
But so, anything adjacent to refuse is refuse.
Well, but it was leaven, so
And many people don't realize that leaven actually symbolized sin.
Yeah. So it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other end of it, leaven in and of itself isn't actually bad. So
right.
That's not our goal, is to eliminate leaven. But for Passover, you only want things that represent Jesus. That's the real point of it. It's not like you could say, this is bad and this is bad. So the point of it is you don't want it to be present.
Right.
Because when you have Jesus in you, don't want sin and pride in you. That's the whole point. So obviously, but if you're not under the law, obviously you can choose to do whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just showing you,
sure,
some of the basic things. Second thing you remove, work. Passover is part.
All right, I'm out of here.
See ya.
That didn't pan out, right? Passover is part of a 7-day feast of unleavened bread and has two high Sabbaths in it. No work is to be done the first day or the last day of the feast. And you often have a Sabbath, a regular Friday Sabbath in there as well. This year is ironic because it's Passover and Sabbath. So since they both fall together, you don't have a third. You just have two. But why does God hyper-focus on rest? Rest represents how God deals with our sin. He deals with it from first to last, right? Our part is repentance, to stop the action of the sin, to stop heaping on guilt, to stop shaming ourselves. They're all actions. See, they're all work. So if you're in ministry, you owe it to yourself and your family to rest once every week. Sunday doesn't count. It's the busiest day for people in ministry.
That's not a day of rest.
No.
Okay. Now, the other side of that, warning. The Jews turn resting into performance. They're amazing. They literally turn rest.
Look how well I can rest.
They did. They literally turned rest into work. They focused on how resting made them holy. Of course, it didn't. God made them rest so they could experience intimacy with Him in a place of no performance. So the word for sacrifice in Hebrew is korban. Its root comes from the word karav, which means closeness or like a relative. So sacrifice produces closeness. Mm. So in the case of Passover or the cross, the sacrifice eliminated the chasm of sin and death that separated us from God. It produced closeness between man and God, and He longs for an intimate relationship with us. So what's the rest all about? The eight-day feast is your walk through life. You enter salvation by rest. You exit life by rest. It's a reminder that our faith and trust is in Him. Two kinds of rest. Literally, you physically stop what you're doing, your normal week of work. Spiritually, you stop. You repent. You don't bear the weight of your sin. You don't muscle through saying, I can handle this. All right? So, first two symbols are not here, but they're here. So the next symbol is the first thing that you add, the first thing God added, which was light. Light is present from the first chapter of Genesis to the last chapter of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis 1, let there be light. That's what God said. And there was light. In Exodus 27, it's the lampstand in the tabernacle. It said, cause the lamp to burn continually. This is 24/7. That's our praises. That's our prayer. Matthew 5, you are the light of the world. Suddenly, with Jesus in us, we become the light. Mm. How cool is that? Then in John 8, he said to them, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me shall have the light of life. And that explained how that happened. And then I've set you as a light to the Gentiles. Acts chapter 13. And, you know, this is, we couldn't be more thankful for that reality. Right. That's why we want to honor the traditions mm-hmm. that God has brought in. Just say thank you. So every Friday night at sunset at Jewish Sabbath meals, the woman of the household has the honor of lighting the festival lights. Likewise, to begin the Passover Seder, the woman lights the candles and leads the prayer. So we have Leanna. She's going to pray and light our candles right over here, we hope. Like all candles.
So this is the one that I'm going to say it in English. And then, honey, maybe you could.
I can do that.
Share it in Hebrew because it is really beautiful. It's a beautiful prayer in Hebrew.
I can do that.
So blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father.
Are you going to light the candles at the same time?
Oh, I have to. Well, it's going to be hard if I... Okay.
Yeah, no. You need the microphone. I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot we're on the radio.
And then I'm going to light the candles.
Okay.
Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. You are the light of the world. You are holy, and you have made us holy through the shed blood of Jesus and cause us to be a light to the nations.
Now, I won't translate that exactly.
Right.
Into Hebrew, but the traditional Hebrew blessing,
welcoming light,
would be Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedshanu B'Mitzvaso V'Tzivanu L'Kadlikner Shel Pesach,
which is an invitation to say, "Blessed are you, King Lord, the King of the Universe." Mm-hmm. And he gives in each of the prayers, and those would be sung, but each one of those would be thanking him for something, and light is the first thing, and for the juice of the wine, and for every little thing, there would be a lot more prayers in a traditional Passover Seder. We're just going to give you the four kinds of prayer because we're basically just helping you understand what mm-hmm. it is. So light, the symbol of God's presence. Why does a woman light the candle? Eve led the human race into sin, but God chose Mary to be the mother of Jesus who would redeem mankind. So Eve was the first to fall. Mary, in her activities, was in a sense there the first to be redeemed, mm-hmm. and so we kind of hold that honor in a Passover Seder, and that's not just a Christian but a Jewish tradition as well.
Really cool, really cool. We will continue with. Are we continuing
work? Oh yeah. This is the next part. Yeah.
Okay.
That was a poignant pause. It was so poignant he didn't see it coming.
All right. We're going to say hi to William from British Columbia in Canada.
Sweet.
Watching on Facebook Live this morning. Kimberly is watching in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
How cool is that?
So we've got Miami, Fort Wayne, Green Bay, Wisconsin,
yep.
British Columbia, and Abu Dhabi. Abu Dhabi's still in the lead for the prize for the furthest distance from coming Georgia.
Speaking of which, what time is it in Abu Dhabi? It's got to be like middle of the night.
It's in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
You don't get as many points.
Go to Risenstein on Facebook or the Victory Facebook page and just click on the Facebook Live and say hi. We can comment back to you. It is Passover here on Good Friday, Easter weekend at Victory 91.5.